This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 8th day of October, year of our Lord 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, headline on Drudge this morning is China warns USA on default. Well, that's due to take place a week from Thursday, Thursday, October 17th. We shall see. Interesting Earth Change headlines at sandeo.com concerning the massive snowstorm up in the Dakotas in South Dakota, flooding in Louisville, Kentucky, wildfires in California. And so forth. Scroll down the page a little bit, and there's some good news. Apparently, Oscar Mayer, the meat company, has something called Oscar Mayer Selects, which has no nitrates or nitrites in it. That's a really good thing. And another disturbing news story, the U.S. Border Patrol is on a stand-down. The U.S. Border Patrol is on a stand-down. That is not good news, along with our air defenses being compromised down there as well. Couple of quick reminders. If you have marketing skills, telephone marketing skills, would like to make some extra income, commission income, marketing myself, and public speaking engagements, go to my Facebook page, The John Moore Radio Show, and you can get the details. Also, at my Facebook page, The John Moore Radio Show, if you buy postage online, it would help our little country post office here in Davisville, Missouri, if you could give the credit to our post office. You can pick any zip code you want, by the way, when you buy your postage online. The details at my website, The Liberty Man, a disregard. Details at my Facebook page, The John Moore Radio Show. We do have patiently waiting in green room. My friend Dr. Brent Caudill, MD, Dr. Caudill, and I will be talking about health-related matters this morning. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning, John.
Well, it's we're getting some might be called normal fall weather here for a change. The air conditioners are turned off. lows in the 40s, highs in the 70s. Pretty decent weather for most activities except swimming.
Yeah.
And of course, you, Doctor, you're engaged in practice there in St. James, Missouri, in Union, Missouri, and you're also an emergency room doctor. What type of things do you anticipate and deal with in the fall of every year, if you have any thoughts on that topic?
As far as
health-related things in the fall of the year.
Yeah, it's just as soon as they put all the kids back together in the schools, you know, then the little epidemics start going around. And
A friend of mine is a bus driver, and he catches everything from these kids. They're always sneezing and snorting and hacking.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just because, you know, you put all the kids in there and together, and then so the bugs start going around, and then...
Getting these little colds and coughs and things is part of what builds your immune system, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's one of the jobs of childhood, you know, is to train your immune system, and that's, you know, why. And so I see parents, and their kid had a fever for an hour or so, and they'll bring them to the emergency room, and and they're all worried about it and everything. But that's
it's usually the first child, though, right?
Yeah, and there, you know, it's not everybody does that, but there's a certain population that does that. But people and even the nurses also have this misconception that a fever will damage a child or cause brain injury or something like that, and so they give Tylenol and Motrin to keep the fever away. You want to keep the kids hydrated, but we had six kids, we never gave them Tylenol or Motrin.
Right.
Or a fever, you know.
Of course, those things didn't exist when you and I were children. But the fever is not a bad thing. The fever serves a very good and real purpose, because these little bugs, for want of a better term, can only live within a certain range of temperature, low to high.
Yeah.
And your body is getting this high temperature to kill off the bugs, isn't it?
Right. And so if you stop that, you probably don't develop as good an immunity to that particular bug virus that you should. And so you're just you're losing the opportunity to train the child's immune system. But,
right. Right. You know, when you and I were children, our parents occasionally would have measles parties, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and chicken pox, you know, and now we're all taught to be afraid of these illnesses and everything, and vaccines they work and prevent kids from getting these illnesses, but I chose not to vaccinate my kids because I was afraid of the side effects of the vaccines, and chose to have my kids be healthy and not eat a lot of sugar and stuff like that.
I'm acquainted with a number of medical doctors like yourself, Doctor, that do not use vaccines for themselves or their families.
Yeah.
And people might be shocked to hear that's even happening, mightn't they?
Well, there's so much propaganda about vaccines, you know, and they're always trying to scare people about the flu and all of that, and getting the vaccines, and they aren't even very effective for flu, you know.
Well,
they're
not.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And the vaccines for children are effective, but I would rather take my chances, you know, by having the child be healthy and everything, Cause
well, it's getting to be better and better known that the preservative they use is based on mercury. When I don't think you can get a C- in high school science and not know that mercury does not belong inside human beings.
Right. Yeah. And if you research the science and you see kids in the ER that have had vaccines and have scary reactions, it just makes you think twice about it and everything.
All right, here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 8th day of October, visiting with Dr. Brent Caudill, M.D. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudill, his office telephone number is area code 573-265-0911. Doctor, during the break, I was thinking, we were talking briefly about mercury, the mercury preservative in these vaccines. Would you like to hear one of John Moore's diagnostic tests for depression?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if this is anything that would be approved by the AMA, but a gentleman I was talking to, a guy about our age, he was suffering from severe depression requiring requiring medical intervention. And I noticed when he would smile that I could see some, mercury amalgams in his mouth.
Right.
So I asked him, I said, would you please open your mouth wide? And I took out my little flashlight I carry on my belt.
Yeah.
Every molar, top and bottom, on both sides, was just filled with mercury amalgams.
Right.
So I got a printout of the side effects of mercury on human beings, and one of the well-known effects of mercury on human beings is depression.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my little diagnostic tool that I use.
Yeah, and once in a while I'll see a patient. Yeah, I mean, you see everybody with mouthfuls of amalgams, you know, but usually they're somewhat limited, you know. But sometimes you'll see people and the dentist has used the mercury amalgam filling and they've actually formed caps, you know, reconstructed teeth, entire teeth out of
That was the case with this gentleman.
Yeah, yeah, and you see these people and they're invariably have some very serious illness, you know, like
Yeah. Well, the depression is just one of the many adverse things that happen to human beings with mercury in their body.
Yeah.
And of course, if you have a diet where you consume a lot of high acid foods or beverages, that will leach even a higher percentage of the mercury into your body, won't it?
Right. Yes. And then back to the vaccinations, too. If people want more information about vaccinations, I used to work in Chicago with Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, and they had a non-vaccine. We did a practice there, and over the years he saw about 15,000 patients, and they had a negligible rate of autism in their practice, and he may have even written a book about it. I'm not sure, but he was on the national news because of this in the last year or so. And that's a good place for people to go to get vaccination information.
And typically, unfortunately, the parents of people with autistic children haven't thought to do that until after the autistic child has already been born.
Right, yeah.
It is so, so sad and so unnecessary. I understand, Doctor, I know where you have your emergency room practice. There's a fairly good sized community of Amish folks.
Uh-huh.
And my understanding is, with the exception of the children who do get vaccinated, there's virtually no autism in the Amish community.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too, and I think Dr. Eisenstein addresses that also in the past. And
This is so obvious and easy to find.
Yeah, so you have a good study there, you know. I mean, if the authorities wanted to look for information, just what you just said now about the Amish, you know, and about Dr. Eisenstein's practice, you know, that gives you all the information you need to know and everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. Dr. Eisenstein. Well, maybe we need to do some research and find out if he, Dr. Eisenstein, had published any papers or any books on this topic.
Yeah, right. But I think his website might just be Mayor Eisenstein, M.D. But it's so.
You been around some coughing children there, Doctor?
Not too much.
Okay. Well, fall is a time when children go back to school and they get all these various colds and so forth. You have any comments on the what children should be consuming in terms of a diet for the what the parents should be feeding these children to build a strong body and healthy immune system?
Well, and I was just telling the parent yesterday, you don't want the kids to drink juice, which is just because it's even though it's natural sugar, it's all sugar, you know, and it's high levels of sugar. So that's like drinking pop, and then just sugar in general. And you should also consider when your kids are eating wheat products nowadays, because of the condition of the wheat grain, breeding and stuff like that. Eating wheat, cereal and pasta are the same as consuming sugar. So so when your child's eating these cereal and bread and pasta products, you should really see that as being equivalent to the child is just eating sugar, you know.
Right.
Because
well, of course, many of these cereals are specifically marketed for children. One comes to mind, Sugar Frosted Flakes. I mean, they have a sugar coating that's just dominant. A huge percentage of the food itself, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I just never used to realize, you know, and I made this mistake with my kids that when you're eating these grain products nowadays, that it's has the same effect on them as eating sugar. And so you want to, you can't, you know, especially if you're sending your kid to school, you probably can't keep them off of all of this stuff, but you should try to moderate it, you know.
Right. Doctor, we got a regular caller here. We got Dan from Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to hear you.
Morning.
Something I wanted to throw in there on top of your vaccination stuff and get the doctor's thoughts on it. Actually, two things. Number one, when you stop at a booth like at Walmart or somewhere, or maybe even the drugstores that give out these flu shots, there's a questionnaire that they want you to fill out, I guess, and sign. And the third question, at least last year it was, the third question from the top was, are you allergic to thimerosal? And I believe I'm pronouncing that correct.
Right.
Is that right, Doctor?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the thimerosal is the mercury derivative preservative.
Uh-huh.
But they don't tell you that. If you didn't know what the thimerosal was, you'd go, oh, well, I guess not. You know, crazy. Just crazy. Mercury. Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Dan.
The second thing is my wife got a prescription some time ago for injection B12 shot. And I had the audacity to read that little sheet that unfolds to about 2 foot square. And it said in that sheet, in the contents, that it had a minimum of a certain amount of aluminum in it. And it was in milliliters, and it was a fair amount, actually. Aluminum in a B12 shot. What do you think of that, Doctor?
Yeah, so there is controversy about the aluminum. And you know, they they have all these preservatives in everything, you know, and it's really difficult to be careful about that.
Well, I asked the pharmacist, and I said, did you realize that there's aluminum in here? And he said, oh, you're kidding. And I said, no, I'm not. Read it. And he stood there, and he read that, and he goes, I can't for the life of me figure out why they would put aluminum in it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I can, but we don't need to discuss it here. All right, gentlemen, I really appreciate
your
show.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate the call. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 8th day of October. Freeze Dry Guy has a great website, freezedryguy.com. There's a lot of useful information there, articles you can read to help educate yourself. Preparedness items, they're not even food related. Preparedness items that will help you achieve your goals of being self-sufficient, ready to get up and go if needed. Ways you can put your food storage program on automatic pilot with his various Freeze Dry Guy clubs that he has, where you sign up to purchase a certain dollar amount of food every month. You kind of put that whole system on automatic pilot, so the big brown truck drops off whatever you've chosen once a month at your doorstep. So you know in advance what you're getting and how much it's going to cost. A lot to find out there, a lot to learn. He does everything he can to help you achieve your goals within your budget at freezedryguy.com. He also does private consultations to help you get the food you need for the people in your group. He needs to know the age and of the individuals, whatever dietary needs they may have, and he'll help you put together a custom storage plan. All that at freezedryguy.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. 404-3663. 3663. FreezeDryGuy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Dr. Brent Caudill today. Dr. Caudill is practicing in South Central Missouri, in St. James, Missouri, Union, Missouri. If you want a private consultation with Dr. Caudill, his telephone number, his office is area code 573-265-0911. Doctor, we got a regular caller here. We've got Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Caudill. Just a voice from the Amen corner here this morning. It seems like the respiratory problems are off to an early start this year. Like the kids this year went back to school. I already know one child has been hospitalized for pneumonia and is out and back to school already. But you were talking about temperature fevers. Fevers don't typically create a danger of brain damage to about 100 or 107 or 108 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times people start giving Tylenol the minute it hits 99 or something like that, or, you know, 100. But
and I haven't seen a fever that high before. We'll commonly see 105, you know, and I don't get worried about that.
Right, as long as they don't get, you know, running away. But then there's the comfort issue. Comfort, too. Sometimes they get very uncomfortable. You watch their hydration and all that sort of thing, and the heat and all that sort of thing. With the flu vaccines, the mercury and the thimerosal is a great point. But squalene also, the squalene adjuvant chemical, which is designed to sort of irritate the immune and cause a reaction of the immune system to help it attack the antigen, you know, to help it, become active against the flu. But unfortunately, the flu vaccines are designed by committee, and they decide which strains to put in, and almost inevitably every year they don't hit the strain that actually becomes problematic throughout the population. So it's all for naught. Mm-hmm. Some people have reactions to the vaccine. So, I wanted to drop mention. All right.
Thanks, Glenn. We appreciate the call. Doctor, I've read from reputable sources, scientists, doctors, that every time you get a flu vaccine, you dramatically increase your risk of developing dementia or Alzheimer's when you get older. Do you have any comments or thoughts on that?
Well, I don't really have any information on that. I haven't read that, so... But,
okay, maybe I can forward an article or two to you on that topic. Anyway, doctor, getting back, we were talking about some of the things children should not be eating, the high sugar cereals in general. There probably are some cereals that are healthy. I'm not aware of what they are. Maybe they would be from the health food store. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, and I would say that no, there aren't, because... I think you have to go back to the heirloom wheats,
right,
or grains to get healthy cereals, and so those just aren't very widely available unless you. I was talking to some of the Amish; they were thinking about starting to raise their own heirloom grains again because they're aware of this problem, you know.
Well, I would certainly encourage that to take place, and they could certainly develop a market to sell that stuff. Doctor, we got another caller here, Roger in Arkansas. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good.
you know, you're talking about colds and flu. Last cold I had was in 81. It's been so long since I've had the flu, I can't even remember.
Yeah.
But it kind of started, I was in the 7th and 8th grade. I went to school one day with a cold, and somehow everybody else that went with a cold didn't have to dress out for gym. Well, the coach looked at me and said, just pretend like you don't have it. Well, I guess I must have taken him to heart, because whenever I got a cold after that, I never complained and never did anything for it. I never took any over-the-counter medications or anything.
Yeah.
And after a while, I just quit getting them. And even when I did get them, after a while, they weren't nearly as bad as other people.
Yeah, so if you had taken Tylenol and Motrin and aspirin and all of that.
Well, back then, like Don said, yeah, there wasn't no Tylenol any of that stuff. And even to this day, I don't take, well, pain medications really don't do me any good anyhow. The last time I had some, it was a dentist gave me, and And of course, I really didn't have that much pain, but all it did was make me itch.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I quit taking it.
It's been 10 years since I've taken a dose of anything like that. So.
I think that, you know, even these over-the-counter things, you know, and again, all they're doing is working on the symptoms. They ain't working on the cold.
Right.
That's right. Yep.
You know, and so I just signed up for the VA, and my first appointment, the VA clinic, it was about a month or so ago, and first thing the nurse asked me is, would you like to get a flu shot? I said,
oh, yeah.
No, thank you.
And then, good for you.
You know, I go to, the, you know, like Walgreens. I even went into Kroger's yesterday. You know, they got signs up there, get your flu shot today.
Yeah, people were telling me about,
you know,
about that.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, these people just, you know, go after these. I came to the conclusion a long time ago, you know, that all doctors do, you know, is treat symptoms. But part of the problem is that's what people want. They want eating the crap
they're
eating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I changed my diet, so to speak.
But I've had a lot of success by doing the sugar testing on people, you know, intensive sugar testing. And when you can show people that their sugars are high, they become motivated, and you can get them to do something about it. But if you just sort of give them a general recommendation, you know, eat less sugar, eat a better diet, they aren't going to do it because you just aren't being specific enough.
We pretty much quit using sugar back in the 70s. I don't use any sugar in my tea. As a matter of fact, you know, yesterday I ate at a restaurant, got unsweetened tea, and then when I got a refill, you know, they just everybody uses sugar. And
yeah.
I took one sip and I spit it back in the cup because, you know, it's like, you know. I use a little bit of sugar in some things, you know, but I get the raw sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And still I've got, you know, like a 2-pound box that I've had for, I don't know, 4 years. Or something like that. You know, I just don't use that much.
Well, be careful with the VA doctors. They'll be wanting to put you on some statin drugs.
Well, I know. Yeah, well, like I said, you know, I don't, you know, the only pills I take, I guess you don't call them pills, you know, is vitamins and, you know, some other things. I'm taking some stuff, too, now for the liver. This February this year, I developed rheumatoid arthritis,
mm-hmm.
you know, in my hands and my knees. And, you know, when I started, taking some stuff called liver essentials, they got milk thistle in it and, you know, that kind of thing.
So does that help then? Or?
Well, I can't really tell because, for the most part, I don't really have any pain. I don't have any trouble getting around or anything. I got on the internet and, you know, started looking about stuff and got, you know, books out of the library and read about it. And, of course, one of the things it said about hepatitis, well, I got hepatitis C, and it said that, you know, that caused...
Hold that thought, Roger. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be back after the break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 8th day of October. I need to remind everybody, my website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. If you want to have optimal health, be pain-free, have the best sleep you've ever had, a stronger libido, then you need an energy cleaner. Available at my website, thelibertyman.com, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I use mine every night. Dr. Caudill has his, Dr. Myers has his, we have people buying their third and fourth energy cleaners. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We've got, Roger from Arkansas. Roger, we need to wrap up your comments and move on. Any final comments, sir?
I was gonna say, you know, I got on the internet and said that, found one site that said that colloidal silver helped out with the rheumatoid arthritis. Got on the internet again and found out how to make it. And, right now, the only thing I have is just a little bit of pain in my right wrist, and I can do about 80% of what I used to be able to. I drink about 4 ounces of it a day.
Uh-huh.
And it really seems to keep it at bay.
Yeah. So colloidal silver seems to be very good and everything, and I tell people to use it often.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, Roger. We appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Now we've got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. I wanted to mention just very briefly that, you know, there's all kinds of talk about the possible flu pandemic of this sort or that sort. And, of course, this time of year, you've got the flu season coming anyway. And for those people that have kids, one of their important jobs is to go into the schools and find any virus they can find and mutate it and bring it back to you. And that's, I heard somebody say that, they actually got past pneumonia pretty well by using oregano oil in water. And I wonder if you would comment on that. And also, I wanted to say that there's a lot of talk about sambucol or elderberries being effective against viruses. And if anybody is interested in that, of course, they charge a pretty fair amount of money for sambucol. But if you go to places where they sell beer and wine making equipment, you can buy a gallon of Sambucus negra, which is just elderberry extract, for about $35, and that is a tremendous amount of sambucol for $35. So, I'll listen to your response offline, and I appreciate it this morning.
Okay, thank you, Rick. We appreciate it. Any response to that, Doctor?
About the elderberry extract, I haven't researched that, and don't have specific information on it.
Okay.
Do you know more about it, or?
Well, I've heard some of the same things that Rick was talking about. I really haven't looked into it deeply.
Yeah. Another thing for the flu that you can do is put some hydrogen peroxide in your vaporizer that's by the bedside, you know. And so that's a good method. Diluted about 1 to 50, I think. And
right.
50 parts water, 1 part hydrogen peroxide in the vaporizer. And
so that would be fairly diluted.
Right.
1 part, you know, 1/50 hydrogen peroxide, and then the other 49 parts water.
Right.
So that would be fairly diluted, and that'll be some benefit then, won't it?
Yeah. Hydrogen peroxide, I mean, from the office, we dispense it, and for people to put in their nebulizers like they use for asthma, you know, sometimes. And we give them a sterile solution of the hydrogen peroxide and have them use it that way. And so people have gotten good results with that. And also at the office we do ozone therapy, or I prefer to call it activated oxygen therapy, where we electrically charge oxygen, and then we can put that intravenously into the person for infections and rheumatoid arthritis and circulatory problems and many different things. And we just now are starting to do a research program on this at the office using the activated oxygen therapies. So we're part of what they call an IRB, which is, an investigational study that you're doing, and it's under the auspices of the FDA to sort of to make it so that other doctors or the medical licensing board won't accuse you, you know, of doing something irresponsible and everything.
Well, that sounds like a good way to proceed.
Yeah, because, you know, you're always in danger of when you're doing something that isn't what everybody else is doing, especially in the medical profession, you know. They just frown upon
they got quite a hammer to hold over your head in the form of having authority over your license.
Yeah, they just jerk your license if they want to.
Yep.
And it's kind of an arbitrary decision, you know.
A friend of mine who's a dentist, he had some back taxes owed the federal government and the state government, not the federal government, the state government, the state of Missouri.
Yeah.
And they threatened to pull his dental license if he did not pay as much as quickly as they wanted him to.
Right, yeah. I don't really agree with the state licensing people to do this and do that anyway, because I think the public should protect themselves. And when you have the government protect you from unscrupulous practitioners, the trouble is now you don't have anybody to protect you from the government, you know. And so we're all so used to this licensing business and everything. But I don't really agree with the concept. I know it's, you know, everybody sort of accepts it. But it just puts us, you know, at the mercy of the government. And,
absolutely, absolutely. Well, these licensings are dangerous things. And,
I know they do it, you know, they start out and they do it for safety, and these things always start out good, you know, but then the bureaucracy takes over and it grows like a cancer, and it becomes a worse problem than the problem that it solved. And so, I mean, it is a problem, you know, to people, health practitioners, you know, cheating you or giving you bad advice and everything like that. But the solution is not to have the government protect you.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Doctor, we had a caller off the air asking, caller had some questions about the consultations that you offer, and I'm going to suggest that they just call your office and speak to you for any details about consultations.
Yeah, that would be better. Yeah.
All right. And because I don't want to take up airtime for that, Dr. Carl's office number is area code 573-265-0911. Doctor, we've got about 2 minutes to wrap up our conversation this morning.
Well, I was very interested in the book you sent me, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind.
Yes, sir.
By Joseph Murphy, written in 1963. And I just thought it was really a valuable book, and it sort of ties together our physical body and our health and our subconscious mind, and it also ties that together with God, you know, and your belief in God.
Absolutely.
And it sort of gives it's a practical way to look at what this, you know, how do you use this, your belief, basically your belief, you know, to affect your health and everything. And he tells you how to do this, and it's
a
very good book, you know.
Doctor, thank you for your time. I'll be in touch privately.
Okay.
That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your energy cleaner now while you can. Your medical supplies, equipment, food, guns, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe and have a great day.
Financial